With us on the phone on Static this evening, it's fantastic to have Alex G. How's things?
Things are good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I almost didn't know whether to drop the Sandy thing in there as well. Have people been getting confused by the name change, or has it gone smoothly, Alex?
People aren't getting confused, but a lot of people are wondering about it because there's like another Alex G. out there who's like got a bunch of fans and stuff, so had to change the name to avoid the confusion with her.
I didn't know if people were suddenly calling you Sandy, though.
Yeah, oh, no. I mean, maybe. So far, there hasn't been much confusion with that, but...
Because that was a song by you in 2011, so it was easy to just pick one of your favorite words or something and drop it in parenthesis at the start, was it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that was the first song I put on Bandcamp, and I made the Bandcamp URL. It was sandy.bandcamp.com, because I didn't know if I was going to like be putting stuff out as myself, you know, and I thought, oh, maybe I'll make the band name or whatever Sandy. But then everyone just kept calling it Alex G because it was all my friends and stuff that I was sending it to. So I just changed the name to Alex G and figured, like, screw it, you know.
So finally, but there's now a little bit of a correction in 2017.
Yeah, now I got to revert back to, like, this half-baked idea I had. But, oh well.
It's great to have Rocket out because you didn't get an album released in 2016. Did that cause you any anxiety?
Yeah. You know, I guess it's harder to keep up the same pace I had. Like, when I was younger, I could come up with a few chords and be satisfied with it and, you know, and feel like it was good. But now it just takes me so much longer to write a song, I think, because I'm just becoming more and more critical of myself. And I guess it's when you get older, you just become more and more of a critic.
I'm guessing also, Alex, that you toured a lot last year as well, so that kind of cut into your time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was glad that, you know, it wasn't Domino gumming up the work since you've signed with a label. I was hoping they weren't saying to you, hey, mate, put the brakes on a bit.
No, yeah, but I bet they'd be happy if I could turn them out even quicker, but I'm just slowing down.
Is there more of a process that you're learning to respect nowadays? Because like 2015's Beach Music, Rocket was mixed by Jacob from Unknown Mortal Orchestra, so are you kind of learning to have that relief of doing a record and then passing it on to someone else to finish?
Yeah, with Jake, it's nice working with him because, like, I can sit there with him and we go over each song and he lets me be a big part of the mixing process. So it's relatively new because it's only the past two records that I've let someone else mix it, but I feel comfortable with it, you know, because he polishes it in a way that I wouldn't be able to do myself, so I like working with him.
Did you have anxiety about that, about turning your record over to someone else initially from being such a DIY guy, Alex?
Yeah, because I've just never been good at communicating my ideas as far as music goes. So I was worried that I'd give it to someone else. They'd get the wrong impression from what I was trying to make it, mix it in a certain way. It's just awkward working with people who don't hear you out. And I've had that experience when I was younger and stuff. And so I just didn't want to get stuck with someone, like, kind of ruining my... or in my eyes, ruining what I've made. So I was really apprehensive about giving it to someone else. But turned out to be totally fine.
Jake's the man.
Yeah, he's great.
Aside from the parenthesis, the biggest leap on this album seems to have been your journey into country-flecked songs. The lead-off single, Proud, is this sort of long, loping delight. There's keyboards and licks, and it really sounds like a band. So have you sort of changed tack in terms of the kinds of songs that you wanted to write for Rocket as well? Was that what caused a bit of the gap between albums?
No, I think because there was more time in between albums, I've just been experimenting more. And, like, the singles have turned out to be mostly country. There's, like, Bobby and Proud. But the album itself is kind of all over the place. And, like, if you listen to it, you probably wouldn't call it a country album because it's just so... goofy, you know what I mean? Like, it's like kind of goes all over the place, and I guess it's because I'm trying to keep my own interest up at the same time, you know. And I'm just, if I, like, you know, going from song to song, I would just have an idea to make it this way, and then the next song would be the one that would be like this. But I didn't really plan on it, you know. It just ended up being really varied.
But it also feels like you really haven't dabbled as much in that sort of country folk material before. Like, another song, like Bobby, you mentioned, has got fiddling on it and some vocals from Emily Yacina. So was it good for you to sort of step outside of maybe a wheelhouse that people might have expected you to do?
Yeah, like, it definitely felt good recording those songs because I knew it would probably piss a lot of people off, like, hearing me do all this country stuff. So that was fun, you know. I guess I had that in the back of my head. Like, I hear a lot of people trashing country music all the time, so it was kind of fun for me to just do it because I knew people were going to be kind of pissed about it.
That can divide a conversation at a party, can it, talking about country music?
Yeah, I guess, like, as my friends and I are getting older, like, we don't really have as strong of opinions on music. But I remember being younger and people would just think country music was the worst thing that ever happened. But I always kind of liked it.
And on the flip side, Alex, I mean, you mentioned that some of the songs on the record are still pretty warped. And it really seems like for Rocket, the almost lyricless songs are meant as interludes. Tracks like Horse and Rocket sort of exist like these passing cars that suddenly sort of arrive in the album at breakneck speed.
Yeah, I guess they kind of serve the purpose of, like, transitions, you know. It's like Rocket, the song, kind of takes you back down from, like, the abrasiveness of, like, Sports Star and Judge, maybe. And I don't write the song to fill in a gap, but once I have all the songs laid out, then I can arrange them so that the album seems balanced the whole way through.
For people who don't know, I mean, you've been doing this a long time and have got a lot of records under your belt. You made a lot of material before Domino came on board for the 2015 album, Beach Music. So, Alex, is there a right or a wrong way to release an album? Are there sort of pros and cons to the way you were doing it before, sort of more instantaneously yourself?
It's hard to say. I think the way at least I was before definitely took time to get attention because I would just stick them on the internet and not tell anybody. You know, I'd speak to the people close to me who I wanted to hear it, but I wouldn't, like, try and do any PR or anything, you know what I mean? That's the extent of my knowledge, you know. I just put it, before I was with the label, I would just stick it on the internet and not think about it, you know, and then when I finished the next thing, I'd stick that on the internet.
Right, so there was no plan at all.
Right, yeah, I just knew I wanted my friends to hear it, and I knew I wanted people to hear it, but I didn't know how to do that unpretentiously, you know what I mean? Because I didn't want to say, hey, look at my record, and push myself like that, because that always seemed a little dishonest to me. But now the label's behind me, and they sort of push me to market myself, you know, with all the social media and stuff like that. I'm kind of obligated to do it, but there's also kind of a direct reward because I'm getting paid to do that now. So at this point, I just sort of go along with what the label says to do. You know, they'll be like, do this, and I'm like, sure.
Because, Alex, and you've learned to work well with others in other areas. I mean, you've got much more of a band. What's it been like to teach other people your songs?
It's been surprisingly easy because my band is a bunch of guys that I kind of grew up with. So it's really nice working with them because I know them and, you know, our personalities work together at this point. So it's nice that we get along and they're all really responsible, like, conscientious people.
And outside of the Alex G project, I mean, you've also learnt to work with people like Frank Ocean, because he came knocking last year for you to play on both the Blonde and Endless records. How did that come about? Was that like an email out of the blue, Alex?
Pretty much, yeah. It was just an email out of the blue. And we were on tour overseas at the time. We were in London. So the next day before our show, I went to his studio in London and recorded a little bit. I guess he liked what I did, so a couple months later, he called me back to go to L.A. where they were recording. And every couple months, I would just fly out to L.A. for a couple days and record.
They just let me do my thing, you know, and weren't pushing me really hard or something. You know, it was just real simple.
And it's been paid back in other ways as well, Alex, because Cole from Dive recently covered Iceland. So that must have been a nice surprise.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that until it came out. That was cool. He sounds really good, like his voice is really good.
Yeah, well, here's hoping maybe some Australian bands can do covers of songs off Rocket now the thing's out. We'll wait and see.
Hopefully, yeah.
For now, we might have a listen to Powerful Man off the record. It was great to have you on the phone. It's great to have Rocket out. Make it to Australia at some point.
All right, thanks a lot.
This is Powerful Man from Sandy, Alex G on Static. Brackets or no brackets. Thanks for the talk, Alex.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Davey broke the law again.